There's no getting out of this, though. You know what I mean? Once I move it, it's over with. So, I have to sit right here just like this.
Don't move. Okay, guys. She is eating her microphone.
I just had... It was an intrusive thought.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Pine Cellar Podcast. We're your hosts, Gia Angelina.
And Sam Marie.
And this episode, we're doing...
draft picks.
That's why we have jerseys on. Sammy, what jersey do you have on?
My jersey is for Cam Neely of the Bruins. We had two dogs, still have one of them, but their names were Gronk and Neely, and Neely was for Cam Neely of the Bruins, and Gronk is for Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots. And so Brian got me two jerseys. So one says Neely and one says Gronk for my dog.
How cool is that?
So cool. I want to get them. So like when we get a house and... So when we get a house and get moved in and get comfortable and kind of have like a cool hangout basement or whatever it is, I want to get them framed. So it'll have like... And then have like the dog's pictures next to them.
Ronan's aunt, when we went to Defiance and when we stayed there, she has this basement with... It's obviously underground. There's no windows, so it's completely dark once you shut the lights off. Mm-hmm. And then she has a projector.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And it's so nice. Sammy, we slept until like 10 o'clock thinking, oh my gosh, like it's so early. You get up, it's freaking 90 degrees outside. Like,
what jersey are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Lil Dicky jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It says Young Dick on the back.
Where'd you get it from?
This is from my big brother Brian's closet.
We have beef with, or I have beef with currently.
Why? What's the beef?
Because he took the adapter. Converter?
Yeah, converter.
So we couldn't use our own equipment, so we just spent an hour trying to set up the studio.
We have been here for an hour, huh?
Yeah, and I got work in the morning. But that's okay. Breaths. Yeah. You know what, everybody... Everybody listening, take a deep breath with us, okay?
Ready? On three. 1, 2, 3. Sammy, you ruined it.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Hold it in. And let it out through your mouth. Sammy and Brian went to yoga without me the other morning.
And you know what I meant to say about after doing that yoga and the podcast is I have another ick. And it's something specifically that Brian does, but anytime we're at yoga, he does this whistle breath that when they're like, take a big deep breath out, he like purses his lips in a whistle form. So he whistles a little bit when he blows out. So he's like, and it's whistling and it's so loud and he does it all the time.
You think he knows he's doing it? You think he knows he's doing it to the volume that he's doing it?
No, because I don't think he knows the volume he does anything to, because he speaks as if he's public speaking all the time. And so we'll be in the car driving somewhere and I have to just like in the middle, I don't even say anything anymore, but while he's talking I just go like this, because when you're in such a confined space and he's speaking as if he's speaking to a crowd of 100 people, it hurts.
Should Brian run for mayor?
Oh, me and your mom were just talking about Brian, like, being in the political world.
Would you support him? How cute would that be?
Yeah, of course I'd support him. I don't know if I'd enjoy, like, the stress of it, but I would definitely support him. I mean, he'd get voted for him.
I feel like I'd vote for him.
Enough of the Cusicks and Campbells come out to vote for him. He's got it in the bag.
There's so many of us.
Yeah. Whatever. But... Yeah, me and your mom were just talking about him and, like, who we would be picking for vice president. And I don't really know why it came up, but we were just in the car talking about it. How's your week been?
It's been good. I got a new pair of running shoes today. They're the Brooks Adrenalines. Mm-hmm. Sammy said they're good. I was so excited when Sammy said that they're good because I went and picked them out. And I'd asked, like, the store attendant. I was like, hey, what do most people pick out of these Brooks? They said Adrenalines. I was like, oh, okay. I've never heard anything about them before, but they're real cool. They're all black.
Yeah, I have the exact same pair. But Brooks Adrenaline is like a top three. Like, that would be in my draft. If we were doing draft picks for, like, running shoes, that would be, like, my number one, probably.
Good.
Is Brooke's Adrenaline.
Yeah, I felt good running in them today. Broke them in a little bit. Did a mile. And then just some core. And then just, like, walking lunges because I was being lazy.
Hey, you're not being lazy if you went to the gym.
Facts. I went and did just, like, cardio and core today, basically. I'm not going to count it as a leg day.
Yeah. Well, and even if, say, you get to the gym and you don't have the workout that you anticipated having, it still is better that you did that, because a part of building a habit and maintaining a habit is a biggest portion of that for the gym is going there and driving there. So even if you only spent 30 minutes there, you're still benefiting yourself in the long run. Like, if literally if your workout did nothing for you physically, your mental and being able to build that habit, you maintain that today.
Good.
Yeah, because even for people, like, I'll recommend to them, like, if you're gonna start working out and you want to do gym workouts, like, just start driving to the gym and make that a part of your routine. If you can't walk in the door, that's okay, but do that for a week. The next week, walk in the door. The next week, walk around, get on a cardio equipment. But as long as you're building, because at some point you're going to be like, what am I doing? Just get in the gym and work out. So
I remember when I first started going to the gym, I think it was 2 years ago on New Year's. Literally like January 4th or something like that.
Oh, I love that. Right? And you've maintained
it. Isn't it cool? And yeah. I started going and I was like, I don't know what. I literally walked a lap around the gym. And then, like, I think that was it. I think I went home.
Yeah, just get comfortable, like, where everything is, too.
Right. Anyways, what did you do this week?
What did I do this week? I'm completely brain farting.
Can I tell you a few things?
Yeah.
There's other few things I wanted to say. So, number one, I learned a fun fact about ladybugs. A group of ladybugs is called loveliness. I thought that was so cute. I learned that word the other day.
Oh, like saying a herd?
Yeah.
They're love... A loveliness?
Yeah. It's like, love, yeah.
Oh my god. That's adorable.
I never fact checked it though. Someone just told me that. I believe them, so.
We're not going to fact check it. We're going to leave it there because I enjoy that. You look really cute right now with your teacup.
Thanks, Sammy. I went and saw this super scary movie, Sammy.
Yeah, it was called Long Legs. Tell me about it.
So, do you think you're
gonna
go watch it?
Wait, me and Brian are doing this. Probably.
Okay.
Me and Brian are doing this new thing.
What?
It's just to test our brains. And you can go into more depth after this, but I'm going to have you do it. If you had to convince me to see this movie, tell me it in 10 seconds.
Okay, so this movie is about a devil worshiper who makes these dolls and has the devil possess them. And that's how the devil is getting to these people's houses to kill their entire family.
Whoa. You got it with 2 seconds to spare.
Yeah. I was gonna, there's so much more. Oh my gosh. This is such a good movie, Sammy. It was so good. A lot of people are saying it's more of like a thriller than a scary movie.
Okay.
I'm saying it's a scary movie because they're in this movie talking about Hail Satan. And then they're flashing, like, you know how in like some scary little videos, whatever, there's like the subliminal pictures that flash on the screen that are supposed to be like messages for people in their brains, you know what I'm talking
about?
Yes. That's in the movie, but it's scary pictures.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So it's something you see in your nightmares, but like you're not going to process it while you're awake.
No.
Those Ew. Are in there. That's why, like, I'm saying it's scary.
Yeah, no, that's like psychological.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on these like in these police interviews talking about Hail Satan, and then he you'll see. I hope you watch it. I would give it probably top one scariest movie I've ever seen. Number two is The Black Phone.
You ever seen that? Okay. Yeah. I saw that with Brian and my dad.
I thought that was scary just because it was maybe jump scares.
Yeah. And it was like a little bit like when there's an element that makes it feel real or makes it feel that it's possible, I think that makes it scarier.
I agree.
And like, I mean, we get napped any day.
Like walking out of the studio,
we could get napped,
and that's what makes it scary.
Yeah,
it was that type of vibe.
Oh man. Yeah, if Brian doesn't want to see it, I'll just go see it with my dad in a couple weeks.
Good. Either way, let me know.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to talk about from your week?
I don't really can not remember what I did.
Oh.
When was the last time we recorded?
Today's National Mango Day. So for everybody who's watching, there's a mango sitting on our little flower stool right here.
Just
but
one.
Just one. Happy National Mango Day.
I love mangoes.
I saw it on the TV at the Y.
Do you like mangoes?
I love mangoes. Mm-hmm. I love mangoes. And I think I told my mom it was National Mango Day. She was like, ooh, like, do mangoes even have a taste? I said, yeah, they taste like mangoes.
Yeah.
Like, mango is one of, like, the, you know how they have the color wheel? Mango's one of the color, you know?
Wait, what?
So you know how there's a color wheel that's like, hold on. Excuse me.
We're drinking bubbly drinks.
Yeah. You know how there's, like, the primary colors that you mix to make all the other colors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mango would be one of the primary colors.
Okay. So what does that have to do with the flavor?
I'm saying, like, that's like, my mom said, does mango even have a flavor? Mango is the flavor. You know okay. what I mean? Like, you know how, like, like, strawberry is the flavor. It's, like, one of the top, like, you know? Like, it's on the billboards. Like... I'm putting that in primary colors of fruit.
Okay, no, I see what you're doing now. I see what you're doing now.
Strawberry, banana. You know what I mean? Give me one.
Pineapple?
Yeah. Coconut? Or do you mix things to get coconut? Coconut's its own thing.
Yeah. Which ones wouldn't be there? Maybe pineapple wouldn't be there. I was just thinking my favorite fruit.
What wouldn't be there?
Orange is obviously there, right? Orange has to be there.
I guess. But then you gotta put apple up there. And at that point, everybody's getting left through the door. Is mango not one of the top...
Now I'm really I know where you're going, but now I'm really reevaluating it because I'm not sure anymore. Banana and strawberry for sure.
I agree, 100%. Banana and strawberry are the building blocks of
America.
Yeah. Fucking love bananas and strawberries. I just put them together. They're just like dessert. Dude, bananas and strawberries make me feel like that scene from Ratatouille. And I've thought that my entire
what
life.
What scene?
You know how, like, Ratatouille, that's the rat's name, isn't it? Is Ratatouille?
I don't think so. Ratatouille is the meal.
What's the rat's name in Ratatouille?
It's like,
Remy!
Remy.
Oh, that's so sad. I can't believe I forgot that. Anyways, Remy, takes a bite of cheese and then, like, I think a bite of a strawberry. And, like, these colors, like, swirl across the screen. You know, that's what my brain feels. That's what my mouth feels like.
When you have bananas and strawberries. Yeah. It's a great combo. Top tier.
Yeah. I said while I was recording my room today, me cleaning my room for the vlog, I had the AirPod in, but it wasn't really picking it up. So I said, whoever came up with that, we'll just use this in this situation, whoever came up with banana and strawberries mix, I hope their mama kisses them on their forehead.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, dude, I don't know what the fuck I did this week.
Does anybody know
what I did?
Where was Sammy? We've been having a lot of Matrix glitches.
Oh, what just happened? We were eating at the bridge. Well, I was eating at the bridge with Gia's mom, and Gia and Ronan were working, and the suspension bridge has been closed since I was in undergrad, I think.
It's been that long?
Yeah. I know I was still living... I was still living on the island at some point, and so I think it was when... It's either the end of high school or it was when I was visiting from school because I lived on the island. So that suspension bridge closing was a nightmare, like, to get anywhere from being on the island, not having the suspension bridge. But that's been closed forever because a semi truck drove across it that wasn't supposed to and has been broke ever since, I think.
And it was too heavy?
Yeah.
I believe it.
And then I think... Don't fact check it. Just believe it. But we saw like a little Volkswagen van come off of it.
And I like was so, oh my gosh, like everybody look, there's a Volkswagen van driving across the suspension bridge right now because it was coming straight, you know, right down the middle straight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Saw it. I saw it.
The only like real logical because there's cement barriers stopping people from getting on and off that bridge. So there's mm-hmm. no way that bus should have been on that bridge. Mm-mm. And there's like a little, it might be the size of this room, space before that bridge that van could have parked on, right? But you can't, like, how did you even get there? Did you back into that spot? Because
to have to have been going down the middle, they would have had to loop and then, which there's enough space, I think, to U-turn, I think, but I've never driven that Volkswagen van. Mm-hmm. But to be the middle where they were driving, you would have had to, like, say if they were parked here, they would have had to...
You have to, like...
You'd have to reverse it back to get into the middle, because you would be driving out on the right side or mm-hmm. the left side, depending on which way right. you decided to turn. So to come through that middle, they would have had to turn...
You had to straighten it out.
Back it up and come straight, yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't make any sense.
No.
It was a real cool bus, though.
It was. Vintage. But I feel like it kind of... Because it looked vintage. In my head, I'm feeling like it... time traveled from somewhere and just all of a sudden ended up there, and it's not meant to be here. And there's like a handful of confused time travelers walking around and wheeling right
now.
Do
you think so? Or yeah. You think they're just crackheads? Meth heads.
Could be that too.
Both, all the above. Sammy, we were at work the other day. I might have told you this. So where I work, it's called the Bridge Tavern in downtown Wheeling, and it's on the corner right next to the suspension bridge. Wheeling has a really bad drug addict and homeless population. I don't know what caused it. Maybe it's because we're like right on the interstate, you know what I mean? People got to go through us to get to Pittsburgh and Cleveland, so mm-hmm. That's the theories I've heard is why our overdose rates are huge. Mm-hmm. But we saw this guy with a crutch, like he was holding a crutch on his shoulder and his knee was wrapped, but he was running across the suspension bridge.
What in the world? Does he know what his crutch is for?
I don't know.
It's not a weapon, sir. It's to help you walk.
He had his knee wrapped, too, so he was probably on the corner.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think where Sammy's been.
Dude, what the fuck did I do this week? I know what I did in the vlog.
I didn't do shit in the vlog. I'm going to do better.
I just stay yapping when I get on the vlog. I just set it up in my car and I just start talking about whatever I'm thinking about.
I got some footage of me, like, doing
whatever. That's okay. But when you guys see the vlog and it's, like, the ratio of me to Gia is not equivalent, it's not because I love myself. It's because I don't have enough footage of Gia. So I'm not just, like, editing Gia out of everything, like... me, it's gonna be more me. That's the only thing I get worried when there's not enough vlog footage of you, is that people are gonna watch it and be like, why the fuck is it only Sammy?
I think when I get back up to school, I would love to do another day in the life vlog.
Oh, for sure, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. You can set it up and you're like,
in the library.
I do homework.
Send money for iPad. Apple Pen.
Into it. Okay, this week's episode is draft picks, which I'm sure you have all seen anywhere and everywhere. I think the Pine Room Boys have done it before. But yeah, so we're just going to do draft picks of different things, obviously. So, like, if we do a certain topic, if my number one pick is Gia's number 1 through 3, she has to drop it and use a backup option. Because that means it's on my team.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen too much, because I've got like 2 or 3 categories with like 4 picks, so that's it.
I know, I forgot to finish up, but I feel like I know myself well enough. I'm gonna remember so I'm gonna figure it out. But yeah, so I guess like we'll just flip flop back and forth who gets to go first, probably.
Can we rock paper scissors just once? No, best 2 out of 3.
No best two out of three.
Just once. Whoever gets it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ready.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn. Okay, Sammy got it. I don't lose rock, paper, scissors like that. I'm serious.
I don't know the last time I did rock, paper, scissors.
I played somebody rock, paper, scissors the other day. I think it was Brian. Why'd he go like this? Rock, paper, scissors. And then threw it.
That's stupid.
I was like, what? He did that on purpose.
Okay. Why don't we go, our first topic will be hair products.
Okay.
So my, and do you want to go back and forth? So I'll do my number one, you do yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no shit. Sorry.
It's okay.
My number one draft pick overall for hair products is going to be Kristen S. Curl Cream. It comes in the gray squeeze bottle. It's the only thing I cannot live without for my hair. Shampoo and conditioner can vary. I don't need a gel. I don't need an anti-frizz or an oil. But if I don't have that curl cream, like, that's all I have in my hair, obviously, shampoo and conditioner, but that's all I have in my hair now, too. I need that.
I think I'm going to have to start trying that, because it just looks fun. Your hair always smells really good.
Thanks. I used to do the gel, and then I discovered the curl cream.
Mm-hmm.
But I still do the gel if I need it, but whatever.
My number one overall draft pick for hair products is Moroccan oil. That's my number one starting liner back. Liner back is crazy. I'm trying to go on a rant, and what the fuck is a liner back?
Who is liner?
Anyways.
No, Moroccan oil is top tier.
So,
I think I started using it at your house.
You did. I put you on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
That was probably 4 years ago.
I just want to say that NCAA came out with a college football game, and West Liberty was not in it off rip, but now they are.
That's pretty cool.
So I don't know what happened with that.
Imagine playing and you just know them.
Yeah, what? Oh my gosh, he's in my math class. What?
Not that I'd ever be not that I'd ever be playing a football video game, right? But
their characters are so funny. My friend just showed me his and I was like, dude, you look, he's Dominican, right? I was like, dude, you look Samoan. Like, they did you dirty.
Oh, I heard you on the phone say that to somebody. I was like, what on earth are they talking about?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Okay, so since you took Moroccan oil, I'm gonna have to go. My number two is Kristen S. Curl Gel.
Okay.
That's my big backup plan to the curl cream, or I'm not a big diffuser because that would just simply take too long. And so if I have to go out of the house with my hair wet, I usually do the gel right after the curl cream. But yeah, I like the gel too. Doesn't make your hair crispy or crunchy. I don't know if it would. If you have straight hair and you try to use it and scrunch your hair, then it might make it crunchy. But it doesn't.
That makes sense.
It doesn't for my hair type. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't have that kind of hair.
So my number two pick is Eco Gel. You know what that is? Specifically the green one.
I've seen it in your room.
I use that for anytime I want to do my little baby hairs. I'll curl them first. So I'll spray water on whatever, let the water drip off, fix the curl, scrunch it, and then I'll put some on the palm of my hand or on my fingers, and then I'll put it on there, and that's what hold my baby curls for the day, or I'll use them to style them, or I'll put it on my braids, just have them slick back. That's what I'll use.
It looks really good with your when you do your little curls.
I love them little baby hairs.
My number three is the Bedhead hair wax stick. I don't know if you've used this or seen it before.
No, what's it do?
It's just for slick backs. So this is normally on my fourth or fifth, normally not fifth, but third or fourth day of not washing hair, that I'll just take this and you just it's just a wax stick and you just your hair right
that
now, you would
so,
just like.
Yeah, that looks so convenient.
Yeah, it is super convenient and it works really, really well.
Well, my number three pick is going to be, it's Not Your Mother's curl cream. It's in a white and purple tube. I'm pretty sure it's the curl cream. The gel is so nice too for when I want to not put that eco stuff in my hair. But when I want to scrunch my hair up, I use their gel. But my number three pick is going to be their leave-in conditioner. That's what I put in my hair. But it's not it's curl cream. You know what I mean? That's the title of it.
It's called curl cream?
I think so.
Okay. Then it's probably pretty similar to that Kristen S. It probably just works you have to find a curl cream that works best for you, because certain ones are too heavy for people's hair. Certain ones aren't heavy enough for other people's hair. Yeah.
Okay. Our next category is skincare products.
Okay.
Okay. Should we keep rock, paper, scissoring or just alternate?
Rock, paper, scissors is hilarious.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn, Sammy, keep picking scissors! Fuck!
It's because my brain isn't, like, working enough.
Okay, all right, whatever, go pick. You're not picking my number one anyways.
No, my number one is brand new to me. Okay, it's called the Tower 28 Beauty SOS Daily Rescue Spray. You've probably seen it on Instagram, on TikTok. This is what it looks like. But it's definitely very popular right now, and so I gave in and I bought it. And I am someone who, like, I have suffered with back acne forever. I have not had a clear back since I hit puberty, and I've done everything that I can think of. I use that Panoxyl, dandruff shampoo, the different types of pads that you can wipe all over your back, the different acne creams. I mean, I've done everything other than like take a medication for it. Nothing works. I'm using this. I probably have like two or three pimples on my back right now, which is like unreal for me. So that's my number one.
Sorry to interrupt. Is it healing them too? Do you feel like they're like scarring?
If I get any scarring, it doesn't show like too much, because it shows a lot as like discoloration. I have so many freckles that you don't really notice it. Mm-hmm. But they're going away. That's all I care about.
Yes.
That's literally all I care about.
Good.
But that's my number one. I hadn't started using it until like three-ish weeks ago.
Influenced you.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for it.
Good. I'm glad you found something you like.
Yeah.
My number one overall pick for skincare products is Eucerin.
Eucerin. Okay, I don't really use Eucerin.
Yeah. Ronan Saldana put me onto it. It's for eczema.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so... So I started washing my face with the Dial. Like, just anti... Like, the it's the orange Dial bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I started washing my face with that. And it's been really good so far. But it just leaves your face really dry, because it's literally just getting all the dirt and oil off your face.
Mm-hmm.
So Eucerin is just meant for really, really dry skin, eczema. So once you put it on your face, it's just so nice.
Okay, my number two is going to be the La Roche-Posay Cysplast Balm B5. This is what it looks like.
Okay.
Now, La Roche-Posay is one of my favorite brands because it's like, it's clean. It works well for a lot of skin types. They have a lot of options, and it is not that expensive.
I was going to say, like, I see it out, like, at Target and Walmart.
Target.
I don't know about Walmart, but definitely Target.
Yeah. No, I think you can get it at Walmart. It's like, it's a good drugstore option. And this is like good for barrier repair. And it's really thick. It feels like a really super thick lotion. So what I'll do is I'll take whatever type of like serum I'm using, oil I would use, whatever I would, I don't really use oils. So serum that I would be using, and I put it on, and then I put the serum in it and I mix it together. So that way you can like rub it in. And then use it as like a lotion, but it's good for like barrier repair, so you can like heal your acne and those sort of things. But that's cool. My number two.
Cool. My number two is the Ordinary Peeling Solution. It is, nice. It comes in this, you know, the Ordinary bottles are little droppers.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in, just one of those little dropper bottles, and it's red, and it's a face mask. It's a chemical peeling solution.
Oh, the Ordinary. I was thinking of, Mario Badescu for some reason.
Those, I loved the idea of his rose and like lavender spray. Mm-hmm. But it broke my face out.
Yeah I don't really use anything because none of it's worked okay. Yeah. For my face,
but
no, I know what you're talking about.
I'm about to go home and do it tonight because I haven't done it in so long, but I feel like after every time I do it, the next 2 days my face is so like smooth
and like fresh.
Yeah.
And it is a fun one to use,
it
too.
It feels like it's killing the pimples on my face.
Yeah, no, I love that.
So if you're going to use the Ordinary, you need to use, a barrier repair. So exactly what Sammy just talked about.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the Cysoplat
B5. It sounds like a
platypus. It's like
this
big. Yeah. But nice.
I was going to try and make Perry the Platypus.
Hey, that's pretty good. A little bit more confidence and gut to it, and I think you have it.
If I could be any cartoon character, I'm being Perry the Platypus.
Really?
I feel like that is
what a life, though. What a life.
Yeah, I feel like that's who I could definitely relate to.
Oh, yeah, you're just out on secret super missions against villains.
Where's Gia?
Then my number three draft pick for skincare products is probably gonna be, I'm picking between a few things.
Don't pick my number three.
Let me keep you honest. What would I probably probably the La Roche-Posay right now, the cleanser. So I use the one that's in the blue bottle, but I don't know like what it's called. I think it's foaming. It comes in the blue bottle and it's La Roche-Posay, but that's what I'm using right now. I used to be big on the CeraVe, but I feel like you got to switch up your face wash every now and then. So right now I'm rotating between that kale, Youth to the People kale cleanser, CeraVe, and then La Roche. So right now I'm using La Roche. But
my number three pick is still very, very important. It's Aquaphor. And
I probably should have said like Vaseline.
Yeah, Vaseline.
Your Aquaphor is my Vaseline.
Vaseline was gonna be my fallback if you picked Aquaphor.
Okay. Okay.
But Aquaphor is so versatile. Like you can use it to slug. You can. And I literally keep it in every single.
Do you slug?
Sometimes. Like
I've never tried that before.
When I was up at school, I did it a lot, but I did it with Vaseline.
Okay.
I called Ronan the other day and she was slugging. For anybody who doesn't know, slugging is like.
I was gonna say, re-explain it to me.
So slugging is. I think you can use Aquaphor. What it does is you put like Vaseline or Aquaphor all over your face and it's supposed to just soak into your pores and hydrate you.
But are you supposed to put anything on before? Like, should you do your regular skincare routine?
I'm
and then
sure. When I do it, like, I wash my face, get out of the shower, whatever. I put, like, Vaseline all over my face and I go to sleep.
Okay.
Some people,
okay.
I think, I don't know if you're supposed to wash it off. So just a clean face? Yeah, I do a clean face. I don't know if you're supposed to wash it off or what, but I put almost, like, a thin layer on, so when I go to sleep, it's not, like, I'm not sliding across my pillow, you know what I mean? So.
You're, like, squeaky in bed.
But I like it. I haven't done it in a while, though. All right, let's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
The next category we have is music artists.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It failed me.
Maybe it keeps failed me. I caught you. All right, my first overall pick for music artist is Mac Miller, and I'll stand behind him forever.
I have him on my
Malcolm McCormick. I love you with my whole entire soul, and I could listen to your albums for the rest of my life. He has an album for everything.
He literally does. There's albums that I'll work out to. There's albums I'll be sad to. There's, or I don't know about albums, songs I'll be sad to. There's songs I'm in the car to.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite album by him right now, and it used to be Circles when I was in high school. Right now, I think it's The Divine Feminine. When I got to college, it changed to The Divine Feminine.
Yeah. And he's like someone, at least when you're in our area, I feel like, he's like someone you can always put on if you're on aux, and like everybody's gonna be content about it. Now I don't know if you like go outside of the West Virginia, Pennsylvania, if that still holds true, but like everybody around here for the most part enjoys
know.
Mac Miller.
I don't know, we've talked about this before, but people don't really bring him into the conversation, at least like around me.
See, my friend, my age group does. Because that's when I was surprised when you said, like, because when you said that, I had asked, like, who's someone you're almost embarrassed to be. And you said Mac Miller. I was like, oh, Mac Miller's, like, my number one.
Right. Do you feel like your friend group, when you guys talk about them, are they all from around this area?
Yeah, because I can't think of, like, I'm trying to think of Ariel. I don't think she ever listens, and she's not from here. My friend Ellie, she don't listen, and she's not from here. I never heard of Mac Miller till I moved here, but I guess I don't even know if he was an artist when I moved here yet. That would have been kind of young.
Okay.
But friends here, like from Ohio, from Pennsylvania, from West Virginia, everybody talks about and likes his music. But I only have two friends from other states.
Real. That's real.
Okay. My number one is going to be Taylor Swift.
I knew that. I could have guessed.
Listen, I wouldn't have said that like 3 years ago, but I can't lie. I enjoy her music.
Yeah, she puts fucking, like, what's the word?
Nicotine?
Maybe. Maybe that's what I'm trying to think of. Not nicotine, but the same energy.
The biggest thing with Taylor Swift is you can't listen to the ones that are like the radio bangers. Because really? Most of the time they're not good.
Okay. Then maybe no. I'm just being like...
But also, like, I'm definitely like a girly pop girl. Like
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah, for sure.
She's so cute.
Yeah. I listen to like punky pop or like rock pop, and then like girly pop, a little bit of country, and then like anything that's like acoustic or like folky. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift has like a lot of acoustic folky stuff. Oh, I guess Anna, I listen. Okay, so I have a wide genre.
Okay, my number two draft pick is going to be Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a really good one, isn't it? And it's not even like, they not like us. Like, it's not, obviously that's a great song, but no, his,
yeah.
His Good Kid, Mad City album is so good. And if you just listen to it, that was one of the very first albums that I listened to in order and listened to. I didn't like listen to music, like actually listen to music until maybe like my frontal lobe started to develop. I don't mm-hmm. know, but he's like talking to you in it. He's telling you a story. Like the end of those songs was like recordings from like a voice machine of mm-hmm. like his mom leaving him recordings.
Yeah, I think Kendrick Lamar. Wait, which album is that?
Good Kid, Mad City. I'm gonna check.
Okay, sure. I think the first. So he was always someone who I listened to like a lot while I was working out. But the first album I ever listened to top to bottom of his was Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah,
I do like that album.
That album is really good.
Yeah, I like that album a lot.
He also, yeah, he just speaks in his, oh my gosh.
But when that was one of my top, so that was, he was like, he was one of my top artists, like, in, oh gosh, I don't know, whenever probably that album came out in 2022. And like, my, one of my genres for my Spotify Wrapped was sad rap.
And he was in it?
Because of that album. Because it's a little bit like, it's not, it's, there's like deep stuff there. It's not just like, it's emotional.
Right.
So I don't know if sad is the right word, but it's emotional. And that was like one of my favorite albums. And, but yeah, so my categories were like, it was like pop, rock, punk, sad rap.
It's just Kendrick.
Yeah, it's literally just Kendrick. Mac Miller was my number two, but, we'll move on from that. My number two, I'll put Noah Kahan right now. Currently okay. in the phase that I'm in, Noah Kahan. Not that he has, like, a huge track list to, like, be going off of, but yeah, I like his music. It'll probably, you'll hear one song from him anytime, like, I'm driving the car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like his music a lot. I really wanted to go to his concert, but Brian didn't win the tickets.
My number three pick was originally Lauryn Hill, but I switched her out for Faye Webster. Because...
That's okay. Music for me, this top three would change next week.
Yeah, guaranteed. Changes it would every change week for me. Right now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It just depends on the mood I'm in. Yeah, and right now I'm just very much in like a poppy or sad era.
Real. Who's your number three pick?
We can my number three right now is probably Gracie Abrams. Mm. But she's had a new album, so that's just because I'm all I'm listening to is her new album.
So our next category, we had workout type. Mm-hmm. Are you doing specific exercises or like, yeah, specific exercise? That's what I did. So.
Oh, like you mean like leg extension?
Yeah.
No, I did workout type. So, like, like leg extension would be quad day.
Okay, let's rock paper scissors. Rock paper scissors shoot. Wait. Okay.
All right. I can't get it together. Rock paper scissors shoot.
See me only throw scissors forever?
It's a mind game.
I'm scared. Okay, so I had as my number one pick lat pull downs.
Okay.
Okay. What's your number
one? We're on different wavelengths. My number one is F45.
Okay. Oh, so like yoga would have been on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I'll just continue mine. My number two is bicep curls.
We're not going to have anything.
What's your number two?
My number two is a hamstring glutes lift.
Okay. My number three is hack squat because I feel like it hurts good.
My number three is a track workout.
That's good. All right.
But I did workout types because I feel like I'm passionate about my workout types. Like, those are top tier for me. Yeah. Like, number four is probably chest. But right now, I'm just not loving it right now.
Yeah, I neglect chest a lot.
Yeah, it used to be my number one, but...
Legs used to be my number one, and then I grew up, and now back and by is my number one.
Yeah, I just get so, like, exhausted doing legs.
I agree. Like, I don't know what happened.
Dude, I'm puffed doing legs.
I feel so, like, tired. Like, I dread going in for leg day.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I could have eaten a terrible day's worth of food and know I'll be okay to do an upper body.
Agree.
But I can't eat a terrible day's worth of food and go do legs.
Okay, our next category is video/computer games. Let's rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ha! I beat Sammy. She threw paper and I threw scissors. Okay.
We should probably say who's winning.
My number one overall draft pick for video/computer games is Minecraft.
Oh. Why was I waiting for the answer? I was waiting for the answer, like, with my fingers crossed, hoping you didn't take something. I literally knew your number one.
Yeah, but specifically on the computer is Minecraft the best. But on my Switch is probably, you know, really, really close. It's like, so computer, PC Minecraft is 1A is Nintendo.
Okay.
Let's take an ad break. The Nintendo Switch has been so amazing for me so far because it's the controller and the screen right in front of my face. Right in front of my face, Sammy.
Tell us more, Gia.
So it fits so perfectly in my hand. The buttons are right there and I can hold it as close to my face as I want and I can lay in bed with it, Sammy. It's bigger than my phone. It's smaller than my TV and I can take it anywhere.
Wow.
Thank you for coming to this ad about Nintendo Switch. If you guys want to send me Minecraft, Mario Kart. Thanks.
And if you want to send me Animal Crossing, thanks.
Okay, what's your number one?
My number one is Yoshi's Island on the Nintendo DS.
Wow. Okay.
Yoshi's Island was my favorite game ever.
My number two overall draft pick for video/computer games is Club Penguin.
Good pick. Thank you, Gia.
I got reminded of a Puffle the other day. And I just...
Dog, you better share this goddamn blanket with me. Son.
Please. Please, son.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey.
He said, Ma, I can't get no type of pillow. Look how tired he is, man. I've never met a boy tireder than Q.
Dude, me either.
Aww.
Nobody's ever been this tired before. Club Penguin, though, good pick.
I used to have so many igloos.
Mm-hmm.
So many little puffles. I had such a good time. My penguin was, like, purple, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. Could your penguin be green?
Purple or blue. Oh. I think it could be anything.
Mine was probably green. My number two video game pick... It's Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Dude!
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
So my number three overall pick is Sims.
I've never played Sims, and I always wanted to as a kid.
So fun, dude.
But my last one is going to be the Tony Hawk PlayStation video game.
Was it like the skate game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I remember Trace having that on the Xbox.
I think we had it on PlayStation. Maybe it was Xbox. I can't remember. But, yeah, Used to love the Tony Hawk game.
That's...
I don't really even remember what the goal was, but you would just be skateboarding around. Yeah. There's this bridge that you could go up and over on top of the bridge and skate across, but that's probably what inspired my skater girl era.
I haven't figured out how to skateboard yet.
Yeah, I can only just barely do it.
It's still impressive. All right. Our next category is caffeinated drinks. Let's go ahead and hit the tiebreaker right here.
Wait, are we tied?
No.
Dog, I feel like I weighed one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn.
Dude, I've beaten you like... Wait, how many we had? One, two, three, four, five, six. I think I'm like four for six right now.
Uh-uh. Felt like I was on top.
Sammy, you've been losing.
Wait, but I thought I was winning with my scissors.
My number one actually wait drink.
I think I have been
like, yeah
my well, we'll run it back when I'm editing. When I'm editing, I'm gonna like edit over it and put like the correct thing on mine so I win.
My number one caffeinated drink is an Alani cherry slush.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We love her.
Yeah, and we know mine. My number one overall draft pick is gonna be an Alani blue slush.
Yeah,
had one today.
Yummy.
So good.
My number two draft pick is blueberry coconut matcha from Table 304.
Oh my god, we're lining up so good. My number two is a strawberry matcha from Table 304.
Okay.
I'll take it though from Starbucks. The Starbucks at the Highlands does a good job, but Table 304 obviously does the best. Yeah, it's the standard.
Okay. My number three overall draft pick for a caffeinated drink is an iced brown sugar shaken espresso with oat milk.
Oh.
With cold foam as well. What's yours?
My number three is a butterscotch. Did I say that right? A butterscotch latte.
So we
can be iced, can be hot, as long as it's got butterscotch in it. Love it.
Look at Brian just texted us. We both went coffee for the number three, and I like that.
No, yeah, we followed the same pattern.
Yeah, good work. All right, rock, paper, scissors. Our next category is workout clothing brands.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, Sammy won with rocks and beat me. Whoa. I had the scissors.
That was stressful.
Yeah.
Okay. My number one.
I only have three written down. I know you're going to pick one of them.
Yeah, I only have three, too. My number one overall draft pick is going to be Alphalete.
Oh, okay. I'm good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I probably should have went with something number one that I knew you were going to pick.
Yeah.
But okay. I didn't try to do this like in an educated manner.
I'm putting like what I feel should go number one for me.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing too.
My number one overall pick is Nike. Because shit. I love my Nike Pros. I love my Nike sports bras. I think they match so well. And I think they're just cute. I can wear them with some Nike sweats. My shoes are Nike. Just sponsor me.
Yeah, no, I do love Nike. She was on my roster too. Mm-hmm. But so my number two overall pick is going to be Gymshark.
Fuck.
Gymshark is good. I don't care if you're a hater. It's good. The material's good. It lasts forever.
My number two draft pick is Abel.
Abel. Is that A-Y?
B-L. How do you say it?
No, I think Abel's right. I was trying to picture. I don't own any Abel.
I do, but I think I got them in the wrong size. I got mediums, and I think I need a large. I think mine are too tight, and I don't like the way they fit. But I like the way they fit. They're just too small.
Okay.
So
they're super cute. I've seen like Instagram ads and stuff, but right. I've just never owned a pair.
I actually don't have any other workout brands, so I only have a top two. My number two was Gymshark, but you took it, so Abel became number two.
My number three will probably be Navigation.
Mm.
They're a good brand too. You kind of have to like play around with the shorts though to get them to fit the way you want them to, but they will, and they're cute. But yeah, I like Navigation. Some of their lighter colors though are like see-through and stuff, so you have to be careful with that. But yeah, they're cute. What about that one brand that could be your number three, the one that has a cool shorts?
Oh, Kill Crew!
Kill Crew.
Is my number three.
I want something from Kill Crew so bad. Dude, I kind of wanted to get it for our, I don't know if it'll ship in time at this point, but like get a pair for the boxing video.
So many cool so many cool shorts, just so many cool shirts, like all type of cool pieces.
Yeah, they have really cool stuff.
It's a underground like fighting club or something, like just like, or mm-hmm. maybe she's like a regular fighting club. It doesn't have to be underground, but
that's why I think it would be cool to get a pair for the boxing video. Yeah, coming, you're right. Up.
I probably will wear mine. Mine are tiger striped. They're yeah, so cool.
They are so cool.
Okay, our next category is breakfast foods. Let's hit it. Ready?
Dude, we might be fucked on this
no,
one.
I actually feel good about it.
Okay.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Whatever. Sammy beat me with fucking scissors again. Go ahead. Whatever, dude.
Okay, my number one overall draft pick for breakfast foods. Avocado toast.
That's fine. I knew you were gonna put it. That's why I didn't even put it on there.
But not everybody's avocado toast. Honestly, mine.
It's so good. Just yours.
I like my avocado
Sammy's
toast.
Good. Sammy, that oil that you brought to the house, the avocado oil does wonders. Like,
it does.
Crazy.
It tastes so good. But sometimes I go to restaurants now and I get avocado toast and I'm like, this blows. Did you guys even put seasoning in your avocado? Did you put seasoning on the eggs? Or you just put bread,
what seasoning
avocado
do you put on your eggs?
I go salt, lemon pepper, nutritional yeast, and chipotle powder.
Okay. I think the lemon pepper on my eggs, maybe I just need to add something else to offset it.
Yeah, you have to, the lemon pepper we have right now at the house, you have to be careful because it's heavy on the lemon, light on the mm-hmm. pepper. So, like, if you can do a little bit of the lemon pepper and then add more pepper to get, like, a more accurate balance between the two.
Chipotle powder sounds really good.
We have it in the cabinet.
Okay. My number one draft pick is French toast, but specifically my grandma's French toast. And Sammy can argue that her dad's is better.
I've never had your grandma's.
I think we both have the same energy where, like, we're putting you would put your dad's, I would put my grandma's above every restaurant I've ever had.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I think that's where I was going with that.
French toast, honestly, at restaurants,
kind of bust. It's kind of good.
Oh, I was going to say blows.
Really?
They always get the texture wrong. And if you mess up the texture of my French toast, I'm gagging while I eat it. Like, it's, like, wet and, like, squishy and, like...
That would make me feel gross.
Gross. Yeah, because I used to get it from Bob Evans, and then I was like, this is actually disgusting.
I know exactly.
It's foul.
Yeah, it is gross. So that's why it's specifically my grandma's.
Yeah.
She has a secret ingredient. What's your number two?
My number two is... when it is done right, oatmeal with berries. And then you put like a scoop of peanut butter on there, honey. I'll put granola in it too. When it is done right, the oatmeal at the last vacation Brian and I went on, that was like that inclusive resort, it was so good there. I ate oatmeal every single day of the week.
It is so good when you do it right.
If it's done wrong, gross.
No, I think it's still good, but it takes it to a whole new level when you put like fruit in there.
Mm-hmm. And another hack is too, is my dad, when he makes it, instead of like just doing milk, definitely if you do your oatmeal with water, red flag. But oatmeal with milk, and then if you put butter in it too while you're heating it up, that makes it better too.
My butter probably is a game changer.
Mm-hmm, it is. It's really good.
My number two draft pick is biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
Isn't that so good? How you can just pour the gravy over the biscuit and just like...
Mm-hmm. As long as it's done right. A lot of breakfast foods, they have to be done right. But you can mess breakfast foods up.
Yeah.
Because biscuits and gravy can be gross.
Scrambled eggs can be so icky. Just eggs point blank period can be so icky.
Oh, I got the egg ick the other day.
Really? From what?
Do you I finally, the egg was too eggy and I was like, I can't eat fucking eggs for a month now.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah. Yeah.
My number three is shrimp and grits. Love shrimp and grits.
That's a weird number three.
What?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you're from
Brecky? Shrimp for Brecky?
Clearly you're not from the South.
Fuck no. I'm from the North.
Shrimp and grits is like a staple. I love shrimp and grits. At brunch restaurants, if they do it good, That's what I'm getting every time. There's a place down in Savannah. Actually, a handful of places down in Savannah, I will always order shrimp and grits.
I'm going chocolate chip pancakes for my number three.
I'm not a chocolate chip pancake
kind of guy. My honorary number four is Crave.
Crave. Oh, okay. The cereal?
I just burped and it bubbled up into my mouth.
Ew. I thought I was going to throw up. Like a barf?
Yeah.
A baby barf?
I was going to throw up.
Imagine you just yacked all over the mic.
That's such an irrational fear, but low-key rational.
We immediately resign.
That's the end of the pie seller.
Imagine that's how it ended.
Is this episode 8?
Yeah.
Okay, let's rock, paper, scissors. Our next category is phone apps.
Ready? Rock.
Wait. Okay, go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 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 Fuck, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, I beat Sammy with scissors and she threw paper.
I think I was delayed with that, too, and I still got the wrong one.
My number one overall draft pick for phone apps is Spotify.
Oh, good pick. Right. It has to come off my roster, though. I had it up there.
Good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, are you on poor people Spotify or
no?
Ad free. Thank God. Brian's got that broke bitch Spotify.
Broke bitch. No. I actually don't even pay for my Spotify. Thank you, Devin and Greg.
Oh,
I love my big sister.
My number one is gonna be YouTube.
Real. Yeah. Well, sticky.
Yep. That's okay. I am on my iPhone, like it's an iPad.
Yeah.
iPad. But watching YouTube on the iPad isn't it for me. Mm. It's got to be on your phone.
So you can just hold it real close?
Yeah. Like, you can be in bed, and then, like, when you want to watch a video fast and you hit the side and it goes, like, in 2x speed, you just hold it like this. Ideal.
You do that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If they're talking too slow and I want them to talk faster. But yeah, that's my main form of entertainment is YouTube.
My number two pick is Twitter, aka X.
I don't have Twitter on my phone anymore.
Really?
I deleted it like 3 or 4 years ago.
I like it a lot. Some people say they wake up and read Twitter like it's a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. I had to get it off my phone because I was using it too much during PA school.
That's so smart.
Yeah, but I'm going to re-download it just because, like, I think I'm in a place in my life where I can take that next step.
Smart. Yeah. That is smart.
My number two, Instagram.
Whatever, that was my number three.
Hey, you already took one of mine.
Come up with something else.
I got to come up with something else, too.
Phone app. Let me just go to my apps.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah, go to your thing and go to, like, your most used.
It's in my settings?
Your screen time. I think so. I think it's wherever your screen time is.
Yeah, I'm going to look right now.
But, yeah, I love Instagram. A lot of the time too, like, I won't even go on my main page. I'll do this thing where, like, on my main page, I'll like the first person's picture who pops up, and then I just immediately go to my explore page. Have you looked at the Pine Cellar Girls explore page?
No, is it cool?
It's hilarious. That's where I'd be like, I'll post
sometimes
all those.
I forget that, like, I'm on that account and I'll start liking stuff on the explore page. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh fuck. Like,
yep.
So it's probably a mix of both of us just going on there not realizing.
It's like all these, I don't know if it's gonna load our service kind of thing. Like, it's all these aesthetic things, like the little doodles and stuff.
How cute.
Yeah, that's what our explore page is. That's what how I get all those things to post on our story.
I'm laughing so hard at this, Sammy. So my number three, did you already say your number? Did I beat you?
Yeah. I said number two. So
my daily average screen time is 3 hours and 52 minutes. Do you want to know what my most used app is? This can be my number three because it's valid.
Okay. So
I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Should I guess?
Yeah, take a guess.
So you already said.
I said Spotify and Twitter so far.
I want to say if Minecraft's on your phone.
You think that's my
You're
number
probably
one?
Probably on that app.
Dude, my number one most used app with 1 hour and 8 minutes a day, I'm assuming, is Maps.
Oh.
That's so embarrassing. Oh, my daily average is 34 minutes.
Hey, but we couldn't get anywhere without that app.
Yeah, that's why.
My number three is Goodreads. It's where, like, you track all your reads, rate them. You don't have many followers or friends on it because nobody fucking uses it, but...
Nerds. No, I'd probably use it if I
like. Well, because it's good if you're, like, in the bookstore and you're looking at something and you're like, should I waste my time? Should I not? And then you get the rating.
Okay. Our next category is scents. My number one is 25. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Your number one is what?
She didn't get it. Mm-mm. 25. Cents.
Oh, like change?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
Whatever, bro. It's not funny when I gotta explain it. Dick, you could've got it. You have a fucking PA degree. Like,
your mom said a joke the other day that I didn't understand and I never asked what it meant. Okay, we rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, let's get it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
What the fuck? You cheated. You cheated.
No.
You said rock, paper, scissors.
And then you saw what I did and you still gave the wrong one.
Whatever, Dick. You have it. You can have it. Whatever. Take it. You won't. Sammy took her hand and said rock, paper, scissors. And then I guess that's valid, huh? Rock,
paper, scissors. No. I did it wrong. Yeah. But you saw what I chose.
Still threw.
And you chose the wrong thing.
Still threw scissors. Sammy just kept her fist on her hand.
I did F that one up, but you still chose to... You intentionally picked rock.
I picked scissors.
My number one is, like, any of the ones that are, like, rain, water. They're normally, like, a dark... They're normally, like, a black candle, a purple candle, a blue candle. And they're just, like, rain, water.
That is really gummy. Yummy. It's yummy, not gummy.
But yeah, that's probably... I'm gonna put that at number one.
My number one is cocoa butter.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Look at you.
He literally would just love if somebody would rub his belly.
Should I give him a bite of the mango? He won't bite this.
Google if he can have it first.
He won't even bite it. And then
it would be ruined. Yeah. My number two is coffee.
Ooh, that is yummy.
Mm-hmm.
You and your books. Coffee. my number two. Wait, did I go first? No, that's your number two.
Yeah, that's my number two.
My number two is lavender.
Did I say the wrong number? Oh, lavender's good. My mom's number one is lavender. And then my number three is the one. Dude, what?
I'm just chewing in the mic. I'm like this.
You know how annoying this is going to be to edit when I'm trying to listen to what we're saying and it's going to be a...
Go.
My number three is like the ones that are like warm, crisp apple. That fall scent. Mm-hmm. It's normally like a red candle. Mm-hmm. They smell so good. And you're number three.
Can you hear me chewing all the way over here?
Yes, I can.
Damn. Okay. All right, I'll be done. My number three is sage.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Okay, next, fast food.
Oh, shit. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, did we not talk about that one? Can you do fast food or yeah. Not? Okay.
Ready?
I've got to win this one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 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 Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, Sammy won.
Dude, we're so
insane. She beat you with paper.
Okay, my number one all time, McDonald's.
Whatever.
Dude, McDonald's is so good.
I like their french fries.
I love McDonald's.
Sometimes, when I was a little kid, I used to just eat plain hamburgers from McDonald's. Like, and when I was a kid, they didn't have the wrapper yet. They had just clear containers.
Oh.
Do you remember those?
No. So here's my thing with McDonald's. I didn't eat McDonald's until I was probably in high school. The only time I ever had McDonald's before that was when my family would go on trips. We would always stop there for breakfast. And I'd get that pancake platter thing that you can get. But other than that, we were, because I grew up in Charlotte, we were always going to Chick-fil-A. And then when we moved here, we moved right next to Golden Chopsticks. So if we were going out to eat, we just got Chinese food. We never really were getting fast food other than Subway. Subway was like what we first Subway's discovered.
So good.
Yeah. And we were always getting Subway when we moved here. And so then I didn't start having McDonald's until my friend, she used to go there like before we'd go to track practice. And so I started having like McChickens and then the snack wraps, and then it was just downhill from there, and I fell in love with McDonald's.
I miss the Crispy Ranch snack wraps from McDonald's so bad.
Yeah, well, I used to get those and then get them with honey mustard instead.
Mm-hmm. My number one pick is going to be Chick-fil-A.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Was it on your list?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, it's been falling kind of flat for me. I feel like it's not as good as it used to be.
It's okay. I'll eat it for you.
My number two is going to be Subway.
Whatever.
I was worried about, after I said it, I was like, oh shit, I hope she doesn't say that for number one. I love Subway. And I've been getting the same exact order from Subway since I was like in seventh grade. Do you switch up your Subway order or is it the same?
No. When I like grew up and learned, like, when I grew up and learned how to like, actually enjoy food, I've just had the same order since.
Mm-hmm. What's your Subway order?
It's a footlong on Italian urban cheese with rotisserie chicken and cheddar cheese toasted. And it's like the mixed cheese, not just cheddar. Toasted, and then it, when it comes out, you put tomatoes, lettuce, and onion on it. And then you put the... It used to be like their Italian, but it's Parmesan vinaigrette now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What's yours?
Footlong flatbread. Rotisserie chicken. It used to be the oven roasted and then they got rid of it. But the rotisserie chicken, provolone cheese, bacon, toasted, ranch and banana peppers.
That sounds really good.
Oh, it's so good. You can have a bite next time I get it.
Thanks.
Oh, you I didn't like that noise.
It's okay, baby.
My number two, if you took Subway, I'll take Jimmy John's. I like how I can get a cookie and chips. Sometimes I go to Jimmy John's just so I know I can have the cookie at the end. I like suffer through the sandwich just so I can have the cookie and the chips.
The only time I ever got Jimmy John's was when we went to WVU. There used to be a dollar sub day. It's the only time we would get it. And now when like drug reps come in to give us lunch, sometimes they bring Jimmy John's. And I'm like, you couldn't have spent that money on something better.
Yeah.
My number three is Firehouse Subs.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
I love Firehouse Subs.
Because my number three is Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. Chipotle doesn't fall on my roster.
Eat them up. Yeah. You don't like Chipotle?
It makes me sick.
It just depends on the day. Really?
Yeah. I'm more of like a Qdoba girly. My woman of the week, I am going to do Miss Sha'Carri Richardson. Do you know who that is?
No. Huh?
Okay. So, good, then. Yeah, she is like, I mean, probably the number one track athlete for women in the United States right now. She is a sprinter. She's known for her 100 meter dash and her 200 meter dash. But more so than just being like a top tier athlete, she does it while also like just being a girl. She has her nails done, gorgeous nails, and like running with these gorgeous nails, hair done every time. And like that's probably what a lot of people will see her for and like what she'll pop up on your For You pages for. Now, the last US Olympic or the last Olympics, she was going through the trials and she was supposed to go to the Tokyo Olympics, but she tested positive for marijuana.
I do know who this is.
Yeah, so now she's been like back and better than ever, breaking records, still in like her full glam breaking records, and she's headed to her first ever Olympic Games 2024 Paris. She is the number one for the 100 meter dash. Her times are faster than ever. And yeah, she's the number one woman in track and field. So everybody keep an eye out for Sha'Carri Richardson. And I was seeing she's only 5'1".
That's why she can move so quick.
Yeah. But she's only 5'1".
She's real little.
Yeah. Like, imagine if she had like another inch on her legs.
She'd be moving probably. 5'1" is so little. Five, like, if she was little. Like 5'4", she'd probably be cooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little more length, but
she,
on her legs.
Do you know what she looks like? She's ripped.
Yeah, let me see, because I think I can picture her with red braids.
Mm-hmm. Dude, she's ripped.
Toned as yeah.
She's an
athlete. I love that she's back too. Like, they're gonna sit here and tell her, yeah, oh, you can't compete because you have marijuana in your system. Like, it's fucking
speed. What's that, enhancing?
Yeah,
it's what? Not.
It's actually de-hancing.
Yeah, but look at her nails and her hair.
She's so hard.
Yeah, she is. She's
that's
so
not
cool.
Red braids I was picturing. She's just got the red hair.
She probably has at some point. She does her hair different for every. Well.
Thanks for joining us for episode 8 of the Pine Cellar podcast. This is our draft picks.
Bye.
Uh-oh. Bye, guys.
Bye. Good night. We're gonna go sleep.